Can you imagine listening to a song that was comprised only of drums? Or just drums and bass? Without something over top, it just seems incomplete. That would be like, well, listening to radio with no alternative or community programming. That's why you have it tuned to 99.1 FM, CJAM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit. And listen online at cjam.ca. The opinions and views in the following program are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJAM FM.
It's that time. Wake up, Windsor. Wake up, Detroit. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Hello and welcome to Big JD and Lippo in the morning. I'm Big JD.
And I am Lippo.
He is.
How you doing today, Big JD?
I'm doing okay.
On this fine Thursday morning.
Wonderful.
It's great.
A little dark for a Thursday morning. Then again, the days are getting shorter, aren't they?
They sure are. And if you jump from space, it's really dark up there.
I've done that.
Have you?
Yeah.
I thought the first guy
Little space right here over to that little space right there.
I mean, jump from space.
Oh, okay.
Onto the Earth.
Yeah.
Did you see that guy, that Baumgartner guy who jumped from 36,000 feet up in the air? More than that.
Recently?
On the weekend.
Okay. And he jumped from space?
Jumped from space, yeah.
And then what?
And then
what did he have on? Parachute?
Well, yeah, he had a parachute, of course. Yeah.
From space, though?
Like, from space. He had a spacesuit on. Can't breathe. He got it.
Okay, but you can only go, so you can't go past whatever, you know, out of the atmosphere or anything, because then don't you have to, you blow up if you come back in.
I think you burn up, yeah.
Yeah.
He was, yeah, like right on the edge.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's high, though.
It's very high.
Is he the high? Was it a record of some kind?
It was the record, yeah.
Wow.
Like, there's a camera on the thing. You didn't saw it.
I didn't see it. No.
Man,
I've been sheltered lately. I've been way too busy to watch anything and do anything fun. This is my fun right here.
Yeah. Are you having fun?
I'm having fun now.
That's awesome. Yeah. You don't even have to jump out of whatever he was in.
Good.
I think it was like a balloon that took him up there.
I wouldn't want to jump out of anything that was more than like about 4 inches off the ground.
Would you jump out of an airplane?
No siree.
That's not
I don't even want to go up in an airplane, let alone jump out of the thing.
I think that might help you.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you, Maury Povich?
No, I'm
Dr.
Phil.
He has those
kind
of shows for phobias and stuff like that. Dr. Phil isn't a phobia guy, really, but
not too much.
Maury Povich does that. He always has people on and
they're afraid of spiders and then he brings
they bring them on and yeah. They freak out for a second and then they're okay. But yeah, no, we'll never find out.
We'll never find out if you're scared of jumping out of airplanes?
That's right. No, we'll never find out.
The idea is kind of making you nervous right here. A little jittery in your seat. Jump out of an airplane. Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Are you ever going to go in an airplane again?
I don't know. I really don't.
Odds are you will then.
It'll remain to be seen next summer when it's time to go to New York. How am I going to get there? I don't want to drive again. That's for sure.
Why not?
Way too long, man. That was horrible last time.
Was it horrible?
Yeah.
Why?
It's way too long driving.
You went with your beautiful wife?
Well, I know, but I drove. I drove all the way there and all the way back.
How come she didn't drive?
Well, I don't know. Maybe I'm a control freak.
Maybe.
If I could fly the plane, I wouldn't mind.
Did she not offer to drive?
Oh, yeah, she did. But I mean, I felt okay to keep driving, you know what I mean? But it was just like, it was long.
But
it's a long road trip.
You don't like her to still drive?
No, I don't mind.
Okay, how long does it take to get there? 14 hours?
Yeah, well, maybe 12 hours or so.
12
Something
hours.
Like that. Yeah. Still, whatever it is, too long.
Let's go for bagels.
Yeah, Murray's Bagels.
And straight from the newsroom floor and the walls and the ceiling, it's time for news from around the world and sometimes out of this world from Big JD and Lippo. Let's head over to the newsroom.
So what have you got for us in news today?
Well, you remember...
No.
Yes, you do. The Leone guy there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Gave everybody AIDS and he's still locked up, isn't he?
He's still locked up, yeah.
Right.
However, there are still some lawsuits out there that are against the, I think it's the Police Services Board, yes, and the Regional Health Unit. Because they're saying that you knew that this guy was out there doing this. You should have done something to warn the public against this guy. Because he went out after he got, they knew he had AIDS. But they're saying that what could happen is it'll cost the taxpayers a lot of money for not just a settlement, but also just to bring these four cases through court. Do you agree with that? Save the people some money, and these people are, they're not going to get money out of the public coffers. Because that's what it is. It's public coffers, right? You're when you sue the police services board and the regional health unit. I don't know if they have insurance for that kind of stuff or what, but.
And this is the same people that suing Leone or want to sue them as well? Is that?
Oh, yeah, they've already sued him, I believe, for, you know, but what are they going to get out of him? He's in jail.
Musical gear. That's why they closed up.
Oh.
All these people now have nice shiny guitars and everything, though.
Yeah. Did you ever shop in there?
I'd been in there here and there occasionally through my, you know, musical career. But why would I ever go in there? I don't know. I guess occasionally you want to see what they got going on in there. You know what I mean? And I've gotten a few things there in, you know, all those years. I've probably maybe bought a couple of things from Leone's and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or somebody else doesn't have something at the time. So, well, let's go check Leone's. You know what I mean? But I never really cared for the place. I mean, I never liked the atmosphere in there and the father guy, you know what I mean? If you're staying around looking too long, then you get yelled at.
Really get yelled
at?
It
was like horrible in there. Pretty much, yeah. Are you not going to buy anything? You know what I mean? That's what they were like.
So
are you going to buy something?
Did you ever get kicked out?
No, I never got kicked out.
I went to a music store this weekend and I got kicked out. Or we saw a guy get kicked out.
Of where?
A music store.
Really? When? Where?
Saturday in the Masonville Place Mall in London, Ontario.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Why'd he get kicked out?
I think he was on meth.
Oh, okay. Well, that is probably grounds for being kicked out.
He was rocking a little too hard on the Marshall amps, and then he got kicked out. He started crying.
Really? Can you rock too hard on the Marshall amps?
Apparently in the mall, in a music store, you can.
I'm going to say that there's probably rock stars that have been more wasted than him, rocking harder than him on Marshall amps. And,
yeah, just think of like Eddie Van Halen or something.
Sure.
Which we'll probably end up talking about him in a few minutes.
Why?
Because that's what our topic is.
Because you're letting the cat out of the bag early?
Meow.
Meow. Yeah, so, and another thing in the news is the first two women to try to join the elite combat ranks of the U.S. Marines have dropped out of infantry training.
They're a bunch of women. You know, how do they expect to be a Marine? Come on.
Look at him drilling.
Yes, I know.
Sergeant Lippo.
I would not make the cut for a Marine myself, but they're an elite group of the armed forces, aren't they?
What is?
The Marines.
Oh, okay. I thought we're women, yeah. Okay.
But then there's the other, what is it, Green Beret?
Yeah.
I think Green Berets, they come from the Marines, don't they? Like you can't be in the Army or the Navy. But then there's the Navy Green Berets.
Green Beret is an elite part, I think, of the Marines, isn't it?
That's right.
And same with the Navy SEALs is another elite part of the Marines, but
no, part of the Navy
or part of the Navy.
And the Army guys are just
boots the Army, on, yeah, just Army guys,
boots on the ground, yeah. G.I. Joe
pawns in the big game
of
things,
death, the game of death.
Better your mic than mine. Slobbering all over everything.
There's no slobbering. Is this my nose?
That is yours, I guess. Yeah. Well, it was probably mine at some point.
It is now.
Yeah. Oh, my nose. Stop licking my nose. So what are we talking about on the show today?
Cats.
Once again, thank you. Cats.
We're talking about animals that lick
the great
noses.
Cat speak. What's that? What is cat speak?
Meow.
No, isn't that a word?
I don't know. I know that our cat, Finn, he can sound like a person. He comes in the house and he goes, "Ow! Ow!"
Well, then that means hello?
But it sounds like he's saying hello. "Ow!" Okay. I don't get it. Is he actually trying to say hello?
We're not talking about cats today on the show.
We just did.
Oh, okay. Have a great week.
Thanks a lot for listening.
Thank you very much for listening. Are you still here? Now, we're talking about classic rock guitar on the show today.
Classic rock guitar.
Yeah. Classic rock guitar. And a little bit later on after the break, we're going to have Dick Wagner back on the show. Talk to him a little bit about rock and roll and his new book, Not Only Women Bleed.
He is definitely a classic rock guitarist.
Sure, he's the maestro of rock.
Is that what we call him?
Yeah, that's what his title is.
Title.
The maestro of rock.
I want to get a title like that.
You want a title? I'll give it to you right now.
Yes. Maestro of podcasting.
Of podcasting? You don't want it of rock? You're a rock guy.
I am a rock guy. I'm not a maestro, though. Not even close to a Dick Wagner.
You can be self-proclaimed maestro.
Well, even Dick Wagner was covering for people who we think of as awesome rock guitar, classic rock guitarists. Mm-hmm. And the producers didn't think they were good enough, so they bring in Dick Wagner.
Right.
So
that's pretty amazing. He's definitely a classic rock icon. And what exactly is classic rock? What does that mean when we refer to rock as being classic? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's the period right after 1965.
After 65? What about all of 60, maybe? 60s, 70s?
70s, for sure. Yeah.
Was 60 to 64 too early?
I think it's too early.
Is Beatles classic rock? Beatles started in like 62.
Oh, that's true.
Something like that, right?
Yeah, 62? You're right. Yep.
For maybe the first Beatles record set?
Yep. Yeah, so maybe all of 60s.
Yeah, I'm going to say all 60s probably.
But if it was...
What about earlier than that in the 50s? 50s rock and roll. Is that some oldies. Kind of classic? Okay, right. Sure. Yeah.
Whoa.
And some of... speaker... Still waiting for that. I'm going to find some guard for the front of that.
No, it's fine.
Still scares me.
You're just like flying an airplane.
Just like flying an airplane.
There's no need for worry.
So we're talking about classic rock guitar.
And, 60s to 2000.
Classic rock music. 60s and 70s, really? What about the 80s?
Well, yeah, if there's a classic rock station here in the Windsor, Detroit market, and they definitely play 80s.
Yeah.
Music.
Well, 80s, I guess, is classic rock now. I mean, when...
It's 30-something years old.
Exactly. So when you're talking about bands like, you know, what about when these bands first came out? They weren't classic rock to us. What were they? New rock? Like Van Halen or something came out in, the 80s?
Yes. Yep.
And they were just rock and roll. But now it's classic rock. Bands like that? No.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. You can get some Van Halen on the classic rock station here. But they were in the 70s. Van Halen also came out in the late 70s, I'm going to say.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, yeah. Kiss came out as well pretty early, 73. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I guess that's pretty early. And then what about something like CCR and those kinds of classic rock bands? Did they come out in the 60s?
CCR was 60s, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, there's no official definition for the, you know, for classic rock, but I guess we can kind of define it as guitar-based music. Primarily from the 60s and 70s. And of course, there's more to it than that, but that's a good short definition.
Good short definition. But you come from a radio education yourself.
I do.
And obviously, that must be, it's not adult alternative, it's classic rock. So there must be some kind of guidelines that classic rock radio must pertain to.
Well, we didn't have specific guidelines to our classic rock station, except that. It pretty much went without saying, you know. It was Deep Purple and Alice Cooper and
Ted Nugent.
You know, Ted Nugent, yeah, for sure, Detroit. I was on a classic rock station, but
Led Zeppelin,
yeah, Zeppelin,
Aerosmith,
the ELO, Sabbath, sure, all that stuff, yeah, and usually like mainstream type stuff for the most part. You know, with radio, mainstream radio, that's pretty much what you hear is the more popular stuff. So right. Then how would you, where does all the other stuff fit in? You know, there's a record that has a couple of popular songs, but of course, I mean, I was an album guy. I listened to the whole album and loved all the tunes on it, but you would hear like, you know, maybe one particular song or a couple songs that were ever on radio. So they would be considered, you know, pop, popular, mainstream, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. But what about the ones that weren't popular? Where does that really fit in? I guess it's the same place, but. They never got airplay or anything like that.
No, it definitely fits into the same place.
And how does it fit in then to something like, say, campus community radio, where a song was not popular at all, yet it was from, you know, some of the most popular bands? But then again, I mean, like here at CGM, you sometimes will hear a less popular song by a bigger band. I mean, we have, you know, some great classic rock in the archives here, you know what I mean? And you hear the songs that are, you know, not your mainstream popular songs. And then what about the gear? Is there's a particular gear that kind of fits in as far as guitars and amps and things like that with classic rock? I'm going to say there's a, probably a handful of equipment that was more, you know what I mean?
Prominent, for sure.
And I guess it's all relevant. It was with the times, you know what I mean? The equipment that was out at that time, and we associate that with classic rock.
For sure.
It's going to be Gibson, Fender, Gretsch.
Marshall, Fender.
Marshall's Fender for amps. Orange, I suppose.
Orange Fox.
High Watt.
Yep.
Who used High Watt?
Yes, they did.
And what'd you say?
Vox.
Vox, yeah, okay.
Vox was another...
Was that an Italian company?
No, UK.
Oh, UK, okay.
Yeah, same as Marshall's. A lot of good amp companies came out.
I had a Vox acoustic that was made in Italy, though.
What?
Years ago, yeah. Yeah.
This is not V-O-C-K-S, it's V-O-X.
V-O-X, right. I know.
That's, I think the Vox name got sold at one point, and it kind of floated through Europe, and eventually came back to some good hands. And the Vox name, I think, if I'm not mistaken, it's the same company that owns Roland, or Roland is the company. Are they a parent company?
Oh, Roland Vox now? I don't know.
I don't know.
Roland owns Boss, I know that, but...
Oh, they own a ton of stuff, yeah.
So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, it's Dick Wagner on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
You're listening to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning on CJAM 99.1 FM, redefining radio in Windsor and Detroit.
It's an honor to welcome legendary guitarist Dick Wagner back to 99.1 CJAM. He's performed and written for Alice Cooper, Aerosmith, Kiss, and many others. Dick's been a guest on my You Talking to Me show here at CJAM, and he joins us now on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning to talk about rock and roll and his new book, Not Only Women Bleed, of which he will be in Windsor tomorrow night as part of his book signing tour. Please welcome the maestro of rock to the morning show. Dick, how are you, sir?
How are you doing, JD?
I'm doing good. It's great to have you back on and speaking with you again.
I'm very happy to be back on with you. Your interview with me before was fantastic, and I really enjoyed talking to you. So thanks for calling me and giving me this chance to talk about my book signing.
Let's talk about the book, Not Only Women Bleed. What made you decide to write the book, or was it something that was in the works for a while?
Well, what happened actually was that I've written like poems and short stories and songs all my life. I was starting to write some short stories again, and I suddenly realized that the stories I was writing were really part of about my life, and I was writing a book. I mean, I hadn't really intended to sit down and write a book. I mean, that's a monstrous task, you know, if you think about it.
Sure.
So there I was writing this stuff, and I realized I was into writing the story of my life, and it was going to be a book. So I started writing towards that, realizing that it was a formidable accomplishment. I spent almost 3 years, writing stories and putting it all together. And in the last year, my manager, who was also speaks four languages, she's brilliant. She's an editor. She came in and she and I edited this book together. So, I mean, she really did the editing. She set me straight on a lot of things and encouraged me to write about the last half of the book. Was actually her encouragement, telling me what I should write about and remember this and remember that. And then it was finished. And then I have two CDs of music in the back of the book. So when you get done reading the book, you've got CDs to listen to, or you can listen to them while you're reading. I mean, so I put music and the literature together. The reviews have been absolutely fantastic. And we just got picked up by Barnes & Noble, a bigger in the U.S. And we just got picked up by the biggest distributor in the world for books worldwide. So we're very happy this week because we've got a lot of really good news. And I'm in Windsor Friday at Dr. Desk. And we're going to perform two, three, or four songs. I'm going to probably sing the Alice Cooper hits that I wrote with Alice Cooper. And we're going to talk a little bit with people in the crowd, and we're going to sell books, and I'm going to sit there and sign books. It's going to be really cool. And anyone who's listening to this, I invite you to come out to Dr. Disc on Friday And at least come out and just take a look at what this book is like. It's beautiful. I mean, you could probably put it on your coffee table.
Yeah, it's great that you paired the music with the book. You mentioned Alice Cooper, and you've done a lot of work with Alice. You told me on You Talking to Me, the first song you wrote together, I think, was Department of Youth, and then Only Women Bleed. What was the last song you guys wrote together?
Well, ironically, I don't know if I'm supposed to say this or not, but we're just on the ballot today with the Grammys for the song that I wrote with Alice for his last album, and that is Something to Remember Me By. If you've heard Alice's new album, you'll hear that song. Like I said, it's on the ballot for the Grammys, and so things are really good this week. I'm really feeling good.
And the book signing, you mentioned that you'll be playing a little here. I didn't know that you'd be actually playing at the Windsor book signing, acoustic or something?
It's going to be me and Phil Whitfield, I think. Phil plays keyboards in my band, which I'm touring with, but he lives in Windsor, and he's a fantastic musician, and he's going to play keyboards, and I'm going to play guitar, and I'm going to sing three, four, five songs. You know, a little book, a little entertainment, just a really good time.
That sounds great. That's a Dr. Disc. It's tomorrow night, actually, Friday night, 6:30, Dr. Disc, 659 Olette here in Windsor. And as well, you're going to be in Windsor again at Long & McQuaid Music Store in November, doing a little jamming.
I'm going to come back for another similar kind of event.
You know,
like Windsor. You can tell I like coming to Windsor.
That's great. We're glad you do, and we're always glad to have you.
Yeah. Everything seems to be real good right now. I've got this tour lined up through the end of November. Plus, I'm having a Dick Wagner 70th birthday celebration at a gig in Bay City on November 10th up in Michigan. It's just a good time for me. Okay. I never thought it would be because I'm getting older. But, you know, when you stay productive, you still feel young. I feel like I'm still about as young as you, J.D.
Well, it's congratulations.
Yeah, what are you, 25?
25? I'll take that.
getting
close to double that, but congratulations on, you know, your upcoming birthday and the tour and everything and the book. It's great news. I'm really happy for you. What would you say, Dick, if you could choose one thing that was what you would say is the highest point in your life related to music, what would you say that is?
Related to music? Oh, geez, that's hard to pick out, but there was a song that I wrote called Remember the Child, which is about child abuse, which became very famous in the self-help kind of market with John Bradshaw and his teachings on the inner child. And it became a song that was used by a lot of therapists, you know, all over the continent, the therapists using this to evoke emotions from their patients. I mean, I think that was kind of an emotional high point for me, is writing that song.
You've had a wonderful career, still have a wonderful career. It's great that you're still creating all these things for everybody else to enjoy as well. And we really thank you for being on the morning show. And I look forward to seeing you at Dr. Disc tomorrow night.
Great. I will see you there. Thank you. Thank you so much, J.D.
All right, lead guitarist and songwriter for Alice Cooper, Aerosmith, Kiss, Guns N' Roses, Lou Reed, and others, the maestro of rock, Dick Wagner at Dr. Disc Records tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. for a book signing engagement. Listeners can check out wagnermusic.com for other shows and appearances, and the book is a great read, Not Only Women Bleed, available at all major retailers and at the book signing.
And now, Morning Show Music Mayhem, a weekly tune that we think you'll dig. Brought to you by, well, by us, Big JD and Lippo, in the morning.
Now, before we get to that, Lippo found some information about Vox.
You said you had a Vox acoustic guitar?
Acoustic guitar, yeah.
I honestly did not even know Vox made musical instruments.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I thought they were just an amplifier company.
Oh, no, pedals and everything, yeah.
Apparently, they got into instruments and they, they subcontracted the work out to an Italian company called EKO. Out of Italy.
It's official. And this is Paul Di'Anno, who is with a kind of classic band, Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
First Iron Maiden in in 1980 and 81 or something, and doing a cover of another classic rock outfit called Nazareth, Broken Down Angel.
She leaned upon, never down. Now has moved.
JD and Lippo, keeping you up to date with innovation, technology, gadgets, and more. Computers, TV, radio, and string and cans. We cover it all. Yeah, that's right.
Hey, CGM Pledge Drive coming up soon.
And what's that about, Big JD? Tell us.
Well, we're trying to raise money for CGM. For all sorts of things.
Raise money. Oh, to pay our wages.
Yeah. It's exactly what it's for. Pay your and mine wages.
Where are they going to come up with money like that?
Yeah. Ren. That's what you sounded like. Ren and Stimpy. Where are they going to come up with money like that? Ren? Yeah. So that's coming up starting the second week in November, actually. But we're going to have a special, I think, on the 8th, morning show special. And we're going to play you some classic rock.
Are we?
Yeah. Big JD and Lippo music. We're both musicians, and we're going to play some of our rarities here at CJAM. That's the Big JD and Lippo in the Morning show special, pledge week special.
I can't wait.
Now, Tech Talk, what do you got for us?
Have you ever heard of Moore's Law?
No. Is that something to do with the chocolate bar? Go ahead.
No, it's an actual law that is... No, it's not an actual law. It's something that a gentleman by the name of Gordon Moore said. Gordon Moore was one of the founders of Intel. And Intel, of course, is still around. And what he's basically said is that chips that make up our computers, the mm-hmm. transistors that make up our computers, are going to double in speed or capacity or in power, basically, because the way we measure those things now is it's kind of because there's more cores and more. It's not necessarily a gigahertz type thing. And he said this at the beginning of the
70s. And how often would that happen?
Every couple of years.
Every couple of years. And, yeah. And it's been true ever since.
It's been true ever yeah. since now. And now the computers that are in our phones are, you know, hundreds of times faster than the computers
sure.
that because of the
smart man
miniaturization of technology, and also the architecture of the technology allows it to be more powerful as time goes on. So it was just interesting.
Architechnology, you could say.
Architechnology?
You like that? I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that for a song, so.
Use it for a song we're going to yep. listen to
Architechnology.
On the CGM Pledge Drive.
Oh, maybe, yeah. We'll do why don't you and I do a song for the Pledge Drive morning show? That's what we'll do. We'll write and record a song.
Architechnology.
And now it's time for Quotes and Quips.
All right, Quotes and Quips this week on Big JD and Lip in the Morning comes from Ted Nugent.
Of course. He has a lot of great things to say.
He does. I am classic rock revisited. I revisit it every waking moment of my life because it has the spirit and the attitude and the fire and the middle finger. I am Rosa Parks with a Gibson guitar.
Rosa Parks.
He's crazy.
He is crazy. Well, she was from Detroit as well.
Yeah.
Well, not really, but I mean, she
but lived... she's the one that got up, wouldn't give her seat up on the bus.
Right.
Way back when.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Right. So that's like what Nugent's referring to, that he'll do what he wants, when he wants, and how he wants.
Do you think Rosa Parks gave the dude the finger, though?
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't think so.
But Ted Nugent would have. That's for certain.
What else is for certain?
It's for certain that the show's over.
Okay, half an hour has elapsed.
That's right. So we're out of here, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye.
We hope you have a great day, and be sure to join us here next week, same time, same place, for Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
The opinions and views in the preceding program were those of the hosts and their guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views of CJM FM.